This morning in to the Breakfast Club, Kevin and I received a text message from a listener who was out for her walk in Donegal Town. She was in the Diamond area, and if you're familiar with the Diamond area in Donegal Town, it's got fabulous potted areas, planted areas around the Diamond and seating and all. But unfortunately, the plants were vandalised last night. They were taken out. They were thrown all over the place. And Councillor Tom Conaghan joins me this morning. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Margaret.
And thanks for joining me, Tom. Have you been down the town? Have you seen what happened?
Yeah, I was gone early, Margaret. To fireman back again. I got a couple of calls that I came back and. It's unbelievable, you know, like when you look at it and you can see, you know, the main part of the town, really,
yeah.
You have to say, I suppose, is the Diamond. And, you know, the amount of money that was spent in the same area, you know, with the...
The monument, sure, it has been cleaned and everything, hasn't it?
That's right. And everything looks so good. Now, it must be a fact that certain individuals don't agree with some of these things that's happening, you know, in my opinion, because they're not doing anybody any harm. You know, like, it would appear to me that the people that are doing this occasionally, as it's dark night, you know, like, I'm not hiding anything from it or anything else, and it's obvious the encouragement they're getting to do it is where they're coming from. And I would class it, even at this stage, it's just like something that's let out of a cage and goes crazy. You know, like, because the one is unbelievable. You know, like, I saw two guys there this morning. One of them would be on the town in general anyway, cleaning, and the other guy would be doing the flowers in general in the town. And, you know, it's sad to see them having to do that and this heat and everything else. And along with that, him carrying water and a watering can, trying to do the rest of the flowers and all that, every day of the week, you know. And it's pretty disappointing, Margaret, you know, like, they're calling for the town to be tidied up and paint and be done in buildings and all the rest. And you see this carry on going on. And it's like, there's no excuse for it other than people not, you know, breaking the law completely as far as I'm concerned, as far as health and safety is concerned at this time and stages of life, you know.
So did they actually take the plants out of the potted areas and just throw them wherever they felt like throwing them?
That's right, Margaret. So, you know, or maybe they'll dump the pot on the side, pull out the flowers and throw them around everywhere, mainly on the Diamond part and mainly on the road around the Diamond, as you well know yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, it's not very nice, and it doesn't give the town a good name or anything else, but, like, you know, I think it's gonna come to a stage that they will not be allowed to do what they're doing at the moment, because it's obvious that it's not coffee or tea or anything like that they're drinking or whatever they're doing, you know, like, because nobody could turn around and do something like that, in my opinion, in any town.
Yeah, and the thing is, and visitors to the town and ourselves who live in the area, like, to go into the town, especially at this time of the year, and see visitors to the town sitting in the Diamond and enjoying the good weather and having an ice cream or whatever they're having and having a chat, and you know, seeing even when the groups of motorbikes are gathered there and people just seem to relax in that area, and then to think that this would happen and the amount of work and effort that goes into having these things just right.
Well, I couldn't agree more with you, Margaret, you know, like, because you know the town, you know the area yourself and all the rest, and it's all about trying to bring people into the town and the surrounding areas, and it's all a lot of good people and a lot of, in actual fact, there was people that were nearly really annoyed this morning that were ringing me and trying to do something about it, you know. Like, and I said, well, I said, I have things like that as your program, Ocean, and I said I would speak on it, surely, definitely. And, you know, it doesn't look good, and it's not nice for the town.
No.
And I think the way it is at the moment, you know, like, with the fact of everybody bending backwards to maybe to open places and and things like that, you know, like, and it's all about food, it's all about drink, and it's all about this. But I mean, there's a pure example there of what's happening, you know, like, and like, you wouldn't see, you wouldn't chop children on the wrist if they'd done something like it, pulling plants out of a bowl, out of a pot or whatever it is, and throwing them around the whole road and area. And I would hope, Margaret, and I would appeal to the people of the town and locally, CCTV cameras, please contact the Gardaí if you can, because I think this is not needed in Donegal town. And these people, we like to see everybody and anybody coming, but you don't need people like this at night, because they're dangerous in their own way when they take out their spite on flower pots.
Yeah, and the thing is, and that's sort of what people are saying to us now. Get the CCTV out and hopefully find out who did this damage and make them pay for all of these flowers and the work to replace them. Only way to put manners on them is if it hits them in their pocket. Other listeners saying, yeah, where is the CCTV? So hopefully businesses around that area, around the Diamond area, will have CCTV, that maybe the people who did this will be caught. It's extremely, extremely disappointing, and especially for those who put in the time and effort to get the diamond looking the way that it is. And you know, hopefully the community will come together and get it sorted, and you know, and that's really, really all we can ask for. But it is disappointing, and disappointing when we read the message in from the listener out for her walk nice and early this morning. And so I presume, Tom, they're down there at the minute trying to get it all cleaned up again.
Yeah, they're at it at the moment, Margaret, and hopefully like things will fall into place now in the next hour or so, and they're doing quite a good job as far as I would be concerned. But you know, like, I think, as well as anything else, that these ones have to be punished in their own way, you know. It has to be brought out publicly, and they have to be made an example of, as far as I would be concerned, because it's no good in a slap on the wrist and things like that, because the next thing is going to go back to what was in Donegal maybe a few years ago, breaking one, smashing a one screen, or breaking the mirrors of a car or something. And this element seems to be starting again now at the flower pots. And I think the only way to handle this is the ones that can do it at night and not be seen are the ones that should be brought out in the daytime, and be sure that they're made an example of, Margaret.
Okay. All right. Councillor Tom Conaghan, thanks for joining me on the programme this morning.